This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. Well, it's that time of year again. As reliable as cold weather and holiday music in the stores is the annual attack on the ACLU. There are some people out there who like to say we're waging a war on Christmas or religion. Nothing could be further from the truth. Joining me to dispel these myths is Jeremy Gunn, director of the ACLU's program on freedom of religion and belief. Jeremy, why is it, do you think, that there are so many people out there who are so worried about a supposed marginalization of Christmas?
Well, I think it's mostly just a rumor mill and an advertising campaign that some have promoted in order to try and scare people about Christmas. I mean, if you look around the country, you go into shopping malls or you look at street signs or you look at churches, the Christmas is as live and thriving as it ever was. So it's not really that the Christmas is under any kind of threat at all. What it is some people want to frighten people about Christmas, I think partly to be able to sell their books, to sell their buttons and badges that they do and try and get people worried about something they really don't need to be worried about.
So for people who just might not get it, what does the ACLU feel about Christmas? And for that matter, how does the ACLU feel about religious holidays in general?
Well, religion is an important part of life for a lot of people in the United States and around the world, and religious expression is constitutionally protected in the United States. So if people want to say Merry Christmas or not, that ought to be the choice of individuals. If people want to celebrate holidays, that's something that they should be able to do. If churches want to put up holiday displays, that's constitutionally protected speech. And ACLU has represented in the past and will represent in the future some individual or a church that wants to put up a religious display and someone says, no, they can't do it. The question really is not whether religious displays are permissible or whether people can celebrate holidays. Again, that's constitutionally protected. The problem is when people want to get the government involved with that. So some people are not satisfied to have the displays in front of a church or displays that they might put on themselves, but they want to go and have the government endorse their particular religion, say that their religion somehow is special. I think probably everybody in the country understands perfectly well that they don't want the government endorsing someone else's religion. But lots of times people seem to forget that the government shouldn't be endorsing their religion either. And it's not because religion is unimportant, it's because religion is very important. And I think the founders had a pretty good idea, which is let religion thrive in the religious communities. It's something for families, for religious communities, for friends to share with each other, and that's all perfectly fine. But it's not something to have the government decide which religion should be preferred and which one's not. The government should stay out of that business and let religion be religion.
And finally, Jeremy, what would you say to folks who are worried about their right to display religious symbols during the holiday season?
Well, they don't have anything to worry about as long as they are sharing them with their families and friends. If they're putting them on their own person, putting on a button or a badge or wearing a hat or whatever they want, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's constitutionally protected speech. But again, the problem is not that kind of display. The problem is when people try and force somebody else to be accepting their symbols, whether it's the government or other people.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about how the ACLU protects religious freedom, go to www.aclu.org/religion.